Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday again, and we are Angel Answers. We are part of the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, coming together to form this radio show. We are a group of psychics, healers, mediums, and intuitives. My name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'll be one of your hosts tonight, along with two other beautiful, amazing, talented hosts here, who are Mary Hernandez and Peg Jones. Hi, Angels.
Hi, how are you? How are you?
Good. Doing good. Yep. So, and anyway, we can be found on the Sacred Embers website. That is in the group of Sacred Embers. Our bios are there. Check us out. And I will read the bios of Liz Pfister, who's not here tonight, and Adriana Roman, who is not here tonight. So I'll read them first, and then I will share mine, and then I will pass it over to one of the beautiful ladies here. So I'll start with Liz Pfister, is an intuitive and spiritual guiding light, the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. Liz is a healer, teacher, and practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. Join Liz on Facebook at River Maven 77 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern for her live stream Crystal Singing Bowl meditation. And Adriana Roman is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She is a Reiki master teacher, a fourth generation intuitive, and she creates spiritual oils and baths and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets. You can book her at mylotusbloom.com. And you can find all of us on the www.sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And that's where we all are. So, for me, Jan Drake Bakke, I am on the Sacred Embers website, of course, on Twitter, on Facebook, and I post a lot of my poems all over the place, and I'm hoping to work with singers and musicians and or other types of venues to use my poems with. So that's something, that's a project that I'm working on. And I do readings here, not lately, but I am going to start soon. The main thing that I start off with are animal totem spirits, spirit guides, and they show up immediately. So they're part of what come in for me right away, and they give messages, and they're just amazing guides. And I also do predictions. That's something I really work at, and I'm still a novice, but I'm working at it, and I have the 2023 posted on my page. I have another page, Jan Drake Bakke, and my regular page, so two pages on Facebook. So anyway, that's that, and my website is www.wefindourway.com, just in case you want to check them out. So I try to keep them as not too heavy, even though some of the info is heavy, but I try to give a message with it so that there's something we can do about it, you know what I mean, so that we're not lost in the heaviness completely. So anyhow, that's what I try to do. So I am going to go ahead and pass it right over to Peg Jones.
Hello, I'm Peg.
Hello.
Hi.
And hello, and it's good to be here tonight. And let me just see, I got it. I'm Peg, and I'm an angelic life coach, and I'm also an author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, and it's a book of daily angel messages for each day of the year, and there's also a journal exercise, and I also... I'm an energy healer of IET, Reiki 1 and 2, and energy transfer reset. I'm also in the process of becoming a practitioner for sound healing with tuning forks. I have also... done some studying in the Akashic Records as a level 1 practitioner with Linda Howe. and who wrote How to Access Your Akashic Records. And I think she wrote that in 2009, and she's written several other books since then. And I'm also an angel card reader. And I have taught classes about the angels, and I'm always willing to teach another class. I have a 10-week class where we work with a different angel each week and just try to meditate with them and try to understand how they can help us in our lives. And I just love helping others to see the possibilities in their lives through messages of their angels and guides and how we can communicate with them. So my website is pegsangelicalwhispers.com, and I'm also on Facebook. And thank you for letting me share.
Beautiful. Welcome. Well, I want to say that Peg's tuning forks, I've had the experience of doing them, and it was amazing. I mean, it's just, I can't say enough. You just have to try it. So when she goes live and starts doing this, you must book a session, because it's, like, grounded me. It's gotten me aligned. And it's just amazing. And, you know, I can't speak enough of Jan Drake Bakke, who I love her predictions. I love her poems. I love everything she does. You know, she's also like my right-hand psychic also whenever I have a question, because, you know, we like to help each other here in Sacred Embers. Anytime we have any questions, we kind of like reach out to one another, which is really good to have that family that you trust.
Yeah,
definitely. And with Liz, I mean, I love her singing bowls. I mean, I can't speak enough with, you know, having your family or even yourself. You know, when I was going through my issue, I actually listened to her sound bowls and, you know, I felt energy moving. So, again, that's really great. My mom, who had Alzheimer's, loved her singing bowls. I played them for her and she just like loved them. She was so in tune and she would move, and normally she would not move. So it was just, again, you know, the energy moving through her as it did with me when I was, you know, not doing so well. So I just wanted to say that. And who else am I missing? Oh my gosh, my daughter. Well, my daughter does these beautiful hoodies that she's running a sale for 30% off at her website at mylotusbloom.com. She's also an intuitive and a master teacher. I know that Jen mentioned that, but, you know, as I'm going down the list, and as you guys know, DC and Catherine are now on their own show on Monday, which is Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. And I had the, I actually listened to it and it was just magical. I mean, they did a healing with Mother Mary. So when Mother Mary came in, I actually felt a lot of, I felt her hand on my head on the right side. And then I saw her come in. And it was just beautiful. And then when Jesus came in, I felt a lot of, I felt like he was removing my thought form. Sometimes I overthink things and I felt like he was doing, like pulling things out of my brain. That's how I felt. But it was just magical. So I wanted to share that, you know, they're on Mondays and it's Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. And it's an amazing, amazing show that you guys should listen to.
Yeah,
you know, if
really
you're
good.
Not already, the people that are listening are listeners. And we miss them both, but they're, you know, they can join anytime. They told us. So it's going to be amazing. You know, it's a sister show, so it's amazing. It's Sacred Ember still. So we're all family. So I just wanted to put it out there, and then now I could introduce myself, which I should have done that first. So I'm Mary Hernandez, and I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, ordained minister, a tarot and oracle card reader, a trans channeler, and healer. I also do numerology readings, which I love so much. The greatest benefit of a numerology reading is the gift of insight. It provides the roadmap for your life so you have an idea of where you're going and what to expect along the way. It uncovers your potential and shows you what you have the ability to achieve. It helps with planning your future, and I provide a forecast for the year with your reading. It's very detailed. It includes karmic lessons and depths. I'm also a candle creator, and one of the healing candles I do is Mother Mary, and the Mother Mary candle is infused with love, blessings, and healing, and it's scented with rose oil, and it's made with soy wax, which is all natural and not harmful to your health. And then I also did a Reiki-infused healing candle for the seven chakras. So that's another healing candle I created, and I also create beautiful baskets for any occasion and or single candles for purchase. And then to book a reading with me or for pricing information for the candles, you can visit my website at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And email, my business page is spelled T-H-E-E, so it's theangelwithin.com. So, and that's just a little bit about me. So I know you ladies have experienced all, like, the Mother Mary candles, and I know, I mean, everyone
gives
me that feedback, how amazing and beautiful and the healing aspects as well. So
they smell great.
Yes.
Beautiful.
They do.
I have to smell it every day, and so does my husband now. He totally loves it. And they are divine. I really have to say they are divine.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel the energy of them. They are so, they're like on a higher plane of existence. They really are. And then when you smell that beautiful rose, mm-hmm. smell, it just takes you to a whole nother world. And I mean, they're just incredible, Mary. They're blessed candles. They really are.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I recommend everyone buying one. I really do. Have it in your space. Yeah. It's just so, it's healing, you know, it's very
mm-hmm.
healing.
Yeah, they are. So, Jan, would you like to share your beautiful poems that I look forward to every morning when I open my page?
Oh, yes, thank you so much. And, you
You're
know,
welcome.
I completely spaced out talking about the other ladies and their shows. So I just want to say it very quickly. But even before I do that, I just want to say thank you, Mary, for saying all the nice things about us. And I wanted to say that I also love your messages that you have for us every day on the website and in the room of Sacred Embers and on your page. And I look forward to those every day. And they're incredible messages that she shares. Peg, I look forward every day to yours as well in your different groups that you have and also your light language that you'll put up too. I love it when you post your light language.
Thank you.
It's
done mine yet today.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to do, but maybe I'll figure it out by the end of the night.
Well, whenever you do it, it's just wonderful. It's such a blessing to hear it. And
thank you.
So, and your posts also, and of course, I listen to Liz's bowls as much as I can. I did last night again, and it was absolutely amazing and fantastic. So I'm grateful to her for that. I mean, there's just so much. And then, like Mary said about DC Love and Catherine Peoples' show on Monday night at 6:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Pacific and 9:30 p.m. Eastern, was their beautiful show. So they're on Monday nights. And then there's Lynn Bleasdale, who heads a show called Enter the Light, and she is on noon on Sunday Pacific time and then 3 p.m. Eastern, and her co-hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, and Elizabeth D. Onfrio. And then, and that's a beautiful show too, really is, and I try to listen to it every Sunday. And then The Lighthouse is another show headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. They were just on this last week, and it was just beautiful. It was such a beautiful show. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad they're back on again. And so I'm not sure what times they come on. I think they're just going to play it by ear. I don't know if they're going to have like a weekly thing, but they will post it when they go on. So anyway, there's quite a few shows here for people to see on the Sacred Embers group. And so anyway, I just wanted to share that because I had forgotten. And so I will go right into the poetry. And I have a little more than usual, and so I'll try not to go too slowly. But anyway, it was an International Women's Day. It was a full moon. It was International Dress Day. I mean, there's all these days mm-hmm. that came up. So this one's called, this was a New Year's poem. It's a few months late, but it goes, "We can agree to disagree in a manner kindly, in a stance so calmly, and with gentle hands so beautifully. With stern yet courageous hands, we stand for the new year in a stance of majestic calm and sustained health and beauty. We are all triumphant. God bless you. Happy New Year. Happy Spring." And this one goes, "Always in the moment of prayer and meditation, there is sacredness." And this one goes, "We are waking up to a new life. I see a new life. We are walking in the light. I see us with less strife. We are no longer in a fight. I see us living in freedom. We are walking with clear sight. I see our kingdom come. We are going to be all right." That's how I want to think. I'm projecting that and using that as an I am statement that's how I want to live. And this one is called "Those Big-Hearted Girls." This is for the International Women's Day. "Those big-hearted girls, they are the ones who pained in silence, away from others. They kept a smile on and continued to give and give. They were all my mothers. Those big-hearted girls, bright and beautiful, full of love and some moxie too. She had a certain flair. It was all theirs as they continued to smile and laugh. They were all my sisters. Those big-hearted girls, the ladies, some I worked with. We had each other's back. They were and are special and gifted, influential, and many they uplifted. Some of them still are here. Some have fallen away. They were all amazing. Some were from Pilates, some from L.A. Those big-hearted girls, they worked too hard. Some played too hard. Some have died. We have all cried. They are in our hearts, thoughts, and prayers, never forgotten. Some are just now upstairs." And then this is, here's one that I wrote. "She wears scars on the battlefield of her body, her brain, her heart. She wore scars on her strong body that danced with her determined mind and her torn heart. But they always faded as the dance took her, and she was all right." And this is called "She Was Red." "She disappeared into the vortex of another kind. It was an abyss of many songs, not just one. There were no rights or no wrongs. She was fragile yet fierce, but many didn't understand this. She was waiting for him, her pain, her bliss. She was red, enough said. She always dared to swoon, loving and living by the moon. She wanted freedom to rid herself of all she couldn't please." And that's the end of that. I don't know how that ended funny. And this is called "She's Blue and Red." "She sings through her madness, writes for her pain. She dances with all her heart that kept her from going insane. She'd tell you if you'd ask her all the crazy that she'd endure. She's a lover, a light bringer, all the scars she shows freely. She is still not cured." And this one says, "Forgiveness holds space for all of your sad to turn it later into your glad." And this is called "Magic." "Magic is inherent and part of the soul's ascension. Without it, we would not be traveling in this magnificent dimension. And this is called Prayers for the Greatest of Care. Allow toxic water to turn into pure nurturing water. Allow toxic air to turn into pure breathable air. Allow contaminated earth to be free of poisons fallen on it. Allow more help and testing to be in the East Palestine, Ohio, for the crisis chemical burn to be in the greatest of care. And this one says, surround ourselves with beauty and peace wherever we can. We tiptoe through the tulips and we are being led by light of the heavenly host. And this is called joy and peace. Joy and peace, love and release. So tired of the fighting, a new world needs to be igniting. And that's just a very small poem. And this one's called A Wing of a Butterfly, Children at Easter. And let the children follow a path to rely on of the highest of the high, to send their fears into the universal sky with prayers and love, and as it will come back with a trusting reply, to be grateful to be alive as they survive. Let them ride on the wing of a butterfly. And this one's called Purple Blue Sky. You are the song that plays in the clouds, in the sky, in the stars. You are the melody that your spirit sings throughout your existence. You are harmony that passes through this life to be to the next, to eternity. You are perfect pitch in colors and rhymes with God's persistence. And let's see, this one goes, I stuck this one in here because I happened to put it on Facebook. Anyway, it's called Monsters of the Dark. They get close to you. Evil seems serene sometimes, monsters of the dark, but it turns on you. They have you as their mark. It claws in your naivety and neediness from out of nowhere. Or maybe it has been there all along, waiting. You are caught, so beware. They gnaw at you, they lurk at you, and beckon your insecurities, and will devour you at any moment. In its divisiveness, you are deceived and manipulated while taking you down its ugly descent. And that's just something that can happen to anyone about any type of subject if one allows oneself to get lost. And quite often we do once in a while, but sometimes we might get really lost. And I have a few times in this lifetime. And fortunately, I've had people to come around me who are, mm-hmm. who've been angelic, and they have knocked me on the head and said, to say, let's not do that, or let's get out of there, or let's pull you out of this, and let's do some prayers. And I mean, seriously, that's seriously what people have done. And I'm so grateful to them to knock some sense into me. Because once you go on a path that you might think it's perfectly okay when it's not. And I mean, you know, the red flags, you know, there's red flags, but you're not allowing yourself to look at them because you may be getting deceived, or you're getting into something and you like it and it feels good, or whatever it may be. But mm-hmm. others can see on the outside what's happening to you, you know, and they yeah. just, they come and grab you and shake you and go, no. And then you just go, oh my God, thank you. You know what I mean? You get out of it, it knocks you out into some sense. So I'm grateful for those people who have done that to me. Anyway, that is a true story. So speak peace to our enemies, then peace will be with you, with them. Pray for peace to our foes, as peace will be blessed on them as a precious gem. And this one goes, zigzagging curly cue, it's not always a straight line as we live this life through. We do what we need better than we know to, zigzagging curly cue as we live this life through. And this one says, true love may or may not exist in places we find or that find us, but it's always in the music. Well, that's for sure. and this is called Dance With Me. Dance with me, let's ravage the space with joyous elation. Dance is a sweet sensation. Dance with me, honey. Let's let our bodies move to that creative liberation. It doesn't matter where it is. Dance is a sweet sensation. And the last one is called March Madness. I want to be light and airy instead of contrary. Spring into action, keeping a positive attraction into the gladness. Happy March Madness. All right. And that's that.
Wow, that's great.
Those were beautiful. Thank you, Jan.
I love those poems.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Peg. Thank you.
You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
So to all our listeners,
glad you like them.
Jen posts them every day on her page, and we're all like, I know I look forward to waking up in the morning and getting her poems. So they're just so beautiful, and she shares them with the world. So it's
That's great.
So magical. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
so,
it.
This is Peg, and I thought I'd share a poem that I had written, I think like in 2015, called The Art of Letting Go, or and Going with the Flow, kind of the same thing. So, here
oh,
goes.
Good.
Did you know there is an art to letting go? It means we don't sweat the small stuff and we go with the flow. There was a time when every issue in my life was so concerning that I would not let the issue alone, never learning. I could speak of that issue from day till night, never noticing at all who took flight. It was all about me and never about you. As it seems, I never ceased speaking of that issue. On and on I would go, not going with the flow, nor would I ever think of letting go. A thought came to me one day as I was thinking of the issue. What is this issue? Why is this issue so important to me? I thought about it for a time and knew that there was no reason and no rhyme. I thought if I could just let go and go with the flow, that I could feel a lot more joy. It's not my concern what others see or if they truly agree with me. Not everyone has to agree. I can choose to let it be. So when I let go and I go with the flow, it helps to know you are you, and I can accept me as I am. I am me, and you are you. God bless us all in all that we do. Being open-minded can help us all. To go with the flow will help me to glow. And lastly, to know the art of letting go and going with the flow.
Ooh, wow. I love that.
Thank you.
Oh, that was so neat. Oh,
that was
gosh.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, you know, kind of, but it was on my mind, apparently. And,
yeah.
I kind of, you know, I wrote it like in within a half hour, so I know that it was channeled. And some.
Oh yeah.
And you know, some of it I have changed. I've changed a lot of it too, but I think this is how I want it to be, because some of it the grammar wasn't needed some help, so or it was just too wordy. So. But,
oh,
yeah,
I love it. I love how it does that. All of it. So cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was fun to write. It really was.
Yeah.
And I think it was from a class that we were supposed to write a paragraph. And that just came out. It was on, you know, maybe of letting go. Maybe that was the thing that we were supposed to write. And I just said, I think I'll write a poem. So I did.
Oh, neat.
That's
so cool.
Thank you. So today's message from March 8th from my book, Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. If you can stay centered in your heart place as you walk your life path, you will find peace and clarity about your life and your situation. Your life path may be rocky and hilly. There may be many bridges to cross. You may come to high places and low places as you travel your path. When you stand in the heart place on your travels, you're aware of the different conditions you encounter, yet still maintain peace and clarity. It's like the waves that come to the shoreline many times over. Some of the waves are gentle, some strong, some weak. Some waves are softer than other waves. Some waves barely touch the dry sand on the beach, while others engulf the entire beach. But no matter how small or how large the waves are, the beach is always there. Whatever the path you are traveling, you know that it's all part of the larger picture and that you survive and become enlightened. The angels want you to know that they are with you always and that they will never leave you. So know that your angels are with you on your path and that you can speak with them. I feel like that's a repeat. You will be aware of them through your senses at all times. Be happy, enjoy the journey, and don't forget to thank the universe for all that comes into your life. And the general exercise is, are you feeling your angels with you today? What messages are they giving you? Think about it and journal about it.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
It's amazing, really.
That is beautiful.
It's amazing.
I love that book.
I don't remember writing it.
You don't?
No.
Really?
No,
wow.
I don't.
Wow.
That's because it was such a child.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I think that one was definitely channeled. I think some
mm-hmm.
were like co-channeled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I think that was definitely channeled.
Yeah, definitely. Because when you channel or trans-channel, some things you don't retain, basically. You know, the person
yeah.
that's sitting your... The person you're giving the reading to is the one that should make the notes because, you know, sometimes you can't remember. I know that.
Right.
That's been happening. So mm-hmm. that was beautiful. And the poem was beautiful, the letting go. I mean, that's exactly what we're doing right now is letting go, you know, what
exactly.
no longer serves us with this full moon.
Yep.
And I mean, I don't know about
yeah.
you, lady. This full moon is like, whoa, I didn't sleep last night. And my third eye is like buzzing, like really throbbing right now. So, I mean, there's a lot of energies, a lot of release yesterday with, you know, on Monday with the healing. Oh, well, yesterday I got the healing, you know, with the Mother Mary healing. You know, it was just like I feel like so much, and then I was in an intensive workshop for like a whole month. So
wow.
it's been like back to back to back, you know. So, but it's been magical. So I just wanted
you're
to
getting
say
yourself.
That. Yes. Now I'm pacing myself slowly back to, you know, creativity and painting and, you know, creating my healing candles and other candles as well. So
that's great.
Yeah.
I love
the
sandalwood and lavender candle. That's beautiful too.
Yeah.
That I received.
Really.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. That one's really nice too. So I picked, as I promised, I posted something really late and I said that I would be picking out dragon oracle cards for the collective and anyone who called in for a message. So I pulled a collective card message from the oracle dragon card deck because lately, I don't know if you guys have seen, there's been a lot of dragons in the clouds. You know, and, you know, I'm one that I'm always taking pictures of the clouds because I see so much in the clouds. There's so much to see.
Yeah.
You know, once I'm open to it. And they've been all around me. Like today I was driving and there was one and I was like, I can't take a picture of you, but I know you're there. So thank you. I'm like, tonight I'm going to pull the cards, you know, out of my bookcase, you know, because I only have like a few that I use every week, but you know, I've been trying to like rotate them because I have like 30 decks of cards. You know, it all depends
wow.
on what they want me to read. Sometimes I'll go to my bookcase and I'm like, okay, I think I need to get these out, you know? So today I picked out the dragon and the message is so beautiful. It's Kuan Yin's pink dragon that came in, and it says, brings firm love that resets your karmic balance. And it says, see all your cords dissolved by transcendent love. Enjoy your freedom and look for the divine around you. And we all know the divine is always around us. There's no separation.
Right.
We're all one,
exactly.
And they're all here with us. I mean, we just need to reach out and ask them for assistance, meaning our ascended masters, our archangels, our guardian angels, they're all here. So for those of you that don't know Kuan Yin, because she wants me to read from the book, Kuan Yin was a great and revered dragon master who lived for 2,000 years in China. Her fifth-dimensional pink dragon created special portals for her so that she could go through them and rest in higher planes. This is how she was able to maintain a physical body for such a long period. Kuan Yin's dragons are the most beautiful pale pink color, the luminous pink of the sacral chakra. They will pour their transcendent love into any cords that tie us to others, whether from this life or any other life, in any dimension or plane of existence, dissolving all karma under the law of grace. So choosing this card offers you an opportunity to heal all your relationships, including those from past lives that you may be unaware of. Ask Kuan Yin's beautiful pale pink dragon to dissolve the cords that still tie you to others and sit quietly while they do so. You may sense or feel them releasing you completely. Take a moment to feel the freedom that this offers you. These great-hearted dragons will help you to see with eyes of love. Look for the divine in everyone and be aware of all situations from a higher understanding, knowing that Kuan Yin's gentle pink dragon are by your side. These gracious dragons will enable you to enrich your relationships and transform your friendships. They will help you to treat all people with greater respect, care, and love than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to thank them for enhancing your life. So that's such a beautiful message. I love the dragons. I mean, I have like 3 dragons in my altar. I love dragons. And I have
I
a
too.
Pink one.
I love them too.
I
you
love
have what?
Them. I have a pink one.
I do too.
Yeah, a purple, and then I think I have like a one that's like greenish, bluish.
Mm-hmm.
So I
oh,
love
neat.
It. Yeah.
Are they porcelain?
Are they what?
Or are they porcelain or glass or?
No, they're actually. I think they're like ceramic. The ones I have.
Mm-hmm.
Or they feel like ceramic. Yeah, I'll send you a picture.
Nice.
They're so beautiful.
Oh, I would love to see them. Yeah, because I haven't seen them anywhere, but I haven't really looked.
I got them. Actually, Peg, if you want one, I'm going to. There's a life. Oh my gosh, it's a expo here of like psychic fair, like a psychic fair.
Okay.
And I go like every time they're here, and there's like this little kiosk that he sells them for like. Close to nothing, like $3. And
oh,
then
wow.
I bought
You're
one
kidding.
For like $5, and it was a big one. And I was like, oh. And he's like, yeah, it's not for profit. Like, I don't do it for profit. I just do it because I know people love them. So I'm like,
oh,
this
my
is so
gosh.
Awesome. So what I'll do
I was
like,
always scared of them.
Yeah.
I didn't understand
scared,
what they were. I didn't really understand them, and then I started.
Yeah.
Going to some classes, and they were talking about them, and I got Diana Cooper's book and her
yes.
on dragons and her cards, an app, card app. And so I look at them every once in a while, and I find them interesting. But, and I thought it was just, fictional, but they – have really been around, I guess, at one point in our incarnation. I mean, not our incarnation, but in, Earth's incarnation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And they're coming now because we're moving into 5D, right? So they're
fifth
dimensional dragons. that are coming in right now to help us transit,
yes.
You know, to 5D, from 3D to 5D. And it's just, you know, it's just changing what we think, you know. It's
right.
Just being high vibe.
Yeah. And I think that's why the Avatar movies have come out, that they must be really in tune with that. And we haven't seen the second one yet. I can't wait to see it. But when I saw that first one and I saw those dragons, I just said, that's me. I want to live there. I want to go there. That's where I want to be. I want my dragon. And that's when I saw that movie, I just knew that I had a dragon, and I just, or I decided I wanted to have one.
Yeah.
And so, I know. I love them too. Something,
it's so,
you know, I just feel their spirit.
Yeah, it's so amazing because I thought I heard, I listened to an interview or read an article that the guy that created the movie, Avatar, this was like channeled. Like a channeled movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
So, and that's why I know, like, most of these movies that are being created, like The Matrix, that's exactly what we're in, you know? I mean, I don't know if you guys believe that, but I do believe that.
Yeah.
That
no, I have heard that.
Yeah.
They're making movies
we're
about.
We're definitely in a Matrix. I know a lot of people don't believe it, but I, like, being in that intensive course, I just saw things like I would go outside and I see, like, you know, like when you could see a different world or something like so close to you, I saw something in front of me and I'm like, I know you're there.
Yeah.
I know it's real. I was like, hi. I would just like be talking and I'm like going towards my car and I see this and I'm like, hi, it's great to know that you're there. You're real, you know, and it's so amazing. You know, when you believe, you see so much. And when you open your eyes, you'll see so much, you know. So it's just so amazing. So.
How interesting.
I know I was in a meditation with a group one time, and they were doing, you know, a meditation on about dragons, and I kept seeing a rainbow dragon, and I had my app, and I picked a card, and I picked the rainbow dragon, and it was
oh,
freaky.
Wow!
It's like, oh my goodness!
Yeah, that's amazing.
That is so cool.
I'm going to send you ladies the dragons that I have here. I think one of them, Peg, you might have reminded me, one of them is a rainbow dragon. I'll send it to you so you could see. So with that being said, ladies, would you like to start taking callers?
Yes.
Ready? Okay. All right.
Ready. Awesome. Very much ready.
Awesome.
All right.
Area code 203, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name's Pat.
Hi, Pat. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Just one easy general reading. Do you do general readings to see what you pick up?
Reading. Okay, not a problem. I'll send you over to Dan and then Peg. Okay.
All right. Hi, Pat. It's Jan.
Hi.
You. The wolf, you have a wolf. And the wolf was howling, put with his head up and howling in the air. That's what I can see so clearly. So let me see here what the wolf, wolf is very loyal. So characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being culled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity, deeply trust in your inner knowing, even when you feel misunderstood or misaligned. You're being spiritually and psychically protected at all times. you have a strong sense of family and community and social order, and you would rather avoid confrontations but will defend yourself and your loved ones when necessary. You can be very expressive verbally and non-verbally, and you're a natural-born leader, and you're at ease with your closest friends and family in most situations. So that's part of what the wolf says here. Does that resonate with you at all?
Completely relate.
Oh, really?
Everything is totally, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Right. All right. That's wonderful. Well, that's a good start, and I will just pass you right over to the ladies and see what else they have. Uh-huh.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hi, Pat. This is Peg. And,
hi, Peg.
Hi. I'm wondering if you're thinking about a new path or there's some kind of transition that's happening for you.
There is.
Okay. Well, the card that I got that came up right away was teacher, learning a new path. And this card talks about a new or expanded path of learning for you. If you've been exploring different topics of study, now is the time to pursue your interests more actively. And a teacher among the living is drawing near. This may be an online or in-person instructor, a group leader, or another. An author. It could also be someone you know who's willing to share their expertise with you, opening up to the guidance of this person. They're already in your orbit and arriving soon. And if this card is near the talent guides card in your spread. Oh, okay. On a personal level, your soul may be calling you to teach in some capacity also, possibly. And the wide world is waiting to be explored, and your soul is ready to learn and share. So it sounds like, you know, it could be maybe a little bit of learning and then sharing, or even something that you want to share without, you know, that you intuitively know about or you have a skill in. It could be a possibility for you to help you in the changes that you might be making or thinking about too. So
that's,
I hope that helps.
That's right on too. I'm really impressed. I've been working with a hypnotist, and also I have been graced with a pastor ministering to me weekly, and that is changing my life. And I'm really hopeful with that. And as far as teaching, you know, sometimes people will comment that you're wasting your time on Facebook, and I spend a lot of time. In fact, as I was listening, I was looking up certain things on Facebook. I spend a lot of time helping people on these groups concerning dogs and their health. I've rescued dogs for 35 years, and I continue to learn, and I'm dealing with a 14-year-old who's, you know, got different ailments. Anyway, so I find that I feel really good in helping there, and I'm also grateful when other people help. So I do that, and I miss kind of helping in the world because I've lost basically all my friends. I lost 3 people within a week last year, and my last friend is coming from a place of fear and only criticizing. Mm. So I've just I miss that part of me where I can share my intuition, you know, on one-on-one.
Yeah.
And I've really been hoping for new friends to enter my life.
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, the fact that you're offering help to people on Facebook, you know, that must be helping you a lot, you know, and just trying to stay connected with people, you know, and maybe working towards some type of goal with that, you know, is, you know, just like being some type of guide for people, you know, and,
right.
And helping them, you know, with their questions. You know, maybe going the next step is, you know, maybe beginning some type of business, you know, small side business or something for you, you know.
Yeah. I've wondered if it's going to expand or not. But in the meantime, you know, when people say you waste too much time on Facebook, it's just been so helpful to me, and I've been so grateful as well in people offering information. I literally, the crisis with my dog till 1 a.m, just waiting to get to the vet the next day, and was Googling one of the sites, and someone talked about a medication, actually an antidepressant that calms down the larynx. My dog was choking and couldn't stop. So this person has set my dog on a great road that's helping him so much, and I'm so grateful. And so I continue to pass it on, and it's wonderful. You know, the community.
Well, you're doing really meaningful work, you know, in your own way there. You know, it's really not a waste, you know. You're feeling fulfilled by doing that, you know, and that's so important.
Yeah,
so
I am.
Well, that's so great.
Those cards are just right on.
Yeah, that for sure. So I guess we'll send you over to Mary.
Thank you.
See what she has to say tonight.
Okay. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
So as I promised, I was going to pick from the Dragon deck tonight. So two cards fell out for you from the Dragon deck, and it just goes straight to both Jan's message and Peg's message. And it's basically the second card that fell out, but the first card is beautiful. It says, Emerald Dragon, it brings in healing and cosmic abundance. Good fortune is coming to you. Let your thoughts support your divine perfection. Align with your fifth dimensional blueprint. And they want me to give you the guidance piece of this card, and it says, receiving this card invites you to fill your aura with emerald light so that the emerald dragons can enter your energy fields easily and consume all that no longer serves you, which a full moon is doing right now as well, if you set your intentions to do that. Breathe gently in and out of your third eye so that the emerald dragons can touch and open it. They will start to pull back your veil of illusion. This card indicates you are ready to receive healing, love, and cornucopia of wonderful things. So relax at a deep core level and invite these magnificent dragons to bring good fortune into your life. Remember to be grateful for all the good that comes your way and all the good that you already have. And that's, it's the Emerald Dragon. That's the one that came in. And then the other dragon, they want me to read the whole thing. It's the Earth and Fire Dragon. And it works with you to clear the fifth dimensional key ley lines. And this is saying it is time for service. When you give, you shall receive. And it says, this is a card for the fourth dimensional brown and orange earth and fire dragons are calling on us to help them clear and light up the new ley lines of our beautiful planet. I feel you're going to be of service, help with this transformation of this world right now. the original ley lines were called dragon lines, for they were maintained by the dragons of old. Now a new fifth dimensional ley line system is being placed into the earth to carry golden Christ energy and prepare the planet for the new golden age. The dragons of earth and fire move through these lines, creating a path of light through which the higher love frequencies can flow. It says, humbly invoke these dragons and have a sense of power of the flaming orange fire combined with a grounding brown earth. Reach out a hand to touch the dragons. Then visualize earth being crisscrossed with lines of golden light. Picture these dragons anchoring this golden Christ energy wherever there are sacred places on the globe. Mentally, place a golden flame at each of these sacred portals until you sense our planet lighting up. Whenever you are out walking or driving, ask the magnificent earth and fire dragons to travel along the ley lines below you. Bring the Christ light down through you so that they can distribute it where it is most needed. When you give, you receive. The earth and fire dragons will illuminate the challenges on your route ahead, and as soon as you have acknowledged them, they will dissolve them. This will smooth your path. It will also allow you to step lightly into your role as a master as the new golden age approaches. Wow. That is such a beautiful message. Wow.
That's really, really incredible.
It is.
That I've got to go back in the archives and listen to that again and again because it's so powerful and so many things to, but thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Wow. Because I feel like as soon as you asked for guidance, I felt like you were someone, you know, that was going to come here to help humanity to go to a different level, this shift that's happening now on earth right now, where so many light workers, so many people are awakening to their own gifts, because we all have these gifts. It's just, you know, humanity, our system, you know, made us forget, you know. So it's just reigniting that passion, that life purpose, what you're here for. And I feel it's obviously of service, to be of service with this Christ energy. That is so beautiful. I am so happy for you, Pat.
Wow. That's
Make
amazing.
Make sure I'll listen to the replay. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's really, thank you for reading the whole thing. And I do want to say, just thinking today, I all my learning is about, you know, God helping mankind. And today this is my dream right now.
Wow.
And it's a little silly, but it's not silly. I want to find a rich, rich man to marry so I can have acres and acres and acres of land to rescue dogs. Not, you know, I can do one. I only do one at a time. I want to do so many. And it just, I was thinking, you know, I don't hear much about God saying that the animals are just as important, but I'm also learning, you know, about religion. So I might just be ignorant, but it just hit me today that, you know, this is as important, and that I hope God supports me in this. So I just want to share that with you, that I do want to serve, but it's with animals. And I think today I was questioning, is that as meaningful to God as serving people? I don't think I can serve people as well as I can serve animals. I'm trying to learn to serve people. I have a lot to learn, a lot to unlearn.
Yeah, well, I feel animals are like our family. I mean, you know, I've had a dog and I truly felt like it was, you know, a part of my family. It was like my baby, you know, and I feel like everyone that has a pet, it feels the same way, that animals are like, our pets are like family. They are family. I mean, my daughter's dog is my grandson. My other grandson.
Yeah. And all the,
my
all
grand
the years
puppy.
At some point I learned to not have a typical assumption about my dog, somehow God graced me to stop and open up to them. And mm-hmm. I can't tell you how I learn about their divinity. I'm convinced at this point that they are higher than we are, and they've come to
help us.
Yeah.
And they're so patient with us. They humble me. They humble me and challenge me all the time to be a better mm-hmm. human being.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful. They're amazing.
They are. And
I absolutely love them.
As far as wanting to work with them, I mean, there are a lot of intuitive animal communicators that do this, you know, I was at a fair once, and next to me was a animal communicator, and people would come and ask her about their dog, you know, like, why is he doing this? And she had an answer for each thing. It was amazing. And, it's coming more into being, you know, like in the last 10 years or even a little bit longer, maybe. It's more
It's more known, yeah. There is one animal communicator that I check in with every time I rescue a new dog, because she'll set me with the foundation. She'll give me the history of the dog, and then she'll mm-hmm. also tell me nutritionally what I need to do, because any rescue dog can come compromised. So she's helped me, you know, start the beginning of bringing them back to health. And I would love to be an animal communicator. Not there yet. Actually, one dog I rescued, the story was so horrible, and I got the most beautiful, beautiful message from him about, you know, 10 years after I rescued him. I've lost it, but, oh, my God, it was just so, so, so beautiful. He didn't know that humans could be kind, and what he learned. Yeah, and what he gave back to me as far as all the things that I had done for him, that he wanted me to know he knew, and just how grateful he was. It was like, oh my God, it was just so, so beautiful. And it wasn't, mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling great because I had done these great things for him. It was this soul that was talking that was just incredible, just mm-hmm. incredible and wise and forgiving. Anyway,
maybe it's just you're the carer, you know, you're the rescuer, and you're helping these dogs, you know, maybe, you know, and in time, maybe that the communication will become even more strong for you, you know.
It would be great. And I just have to say, after I asked for a general reading, I thought, oh, and then I didn't want to interrupt you, but I did. Initially, I was thinking I wanted to ask if there's any pet communicators on here. And then I thought, well, I'll ask at the end of the reading and then call back another time, because I do want to ask about my dog. So anyone there that can read pets, I'll call back again.
Well, I do read pets.
Good. Okay.
And Peg, you too?
No. I mean,
no.
Not really. No. But,
okay.
I have been told that I will at some point, but I don't know about that. So I'm not really around pets that much, so I personally don't have one. But I have been told that that could be a possibility too.
Well, good luck to
you. I don't know.
Oh, I bet. I bet Peg for sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt that at all. Okay. But so Pat, what is the name of your dog?
My dog is Chance. Do you want to answer a quick question?
Yeah,
Chance.
Well,
I'm
getting a notice saying that we need to just go keep it at one question because we have other
That's
people
fine.
Coming. But if you call in, call next week.
I will
do a little meditation on Chance. And it'd be even better if there, since you're on Facebook, maybe you could friend me And I could look at chants, too, and that would even be better. I'd get more information if I could look at them. If you friend me on Facebook, I'm Jan Drake Bakke. Can you do that?
Do I find you by your name or by this
yes.
group?
No, you can find me by my name, Jan Drake Bakke.
Jan, J-A-N-D-R-A-K-E?
Uh-huh, B-A-K-K-E.
Got it. Okay, I will friend you. Thank you so much. I'll let you all go. And
yeah.
Lady, you're wonderful, and you're great at picking cards. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
have
you.
A good night, Pat. Thank you. And we'll
pick
you up next week. Okay, Pat?
Okay. God bless. Thank you.
Okay, God bless.
God bless.
All right. Okay, ladies. Wow, what a beautiful reading. I love the card with Christ's energy. I mean, that was just like, wow. I was reading it and I was just like, my mouth was like open because it's so beautiful. Because even before the show started, we were talking about 5D, you know, shifting our consciousness to 5D. So it's, and she gets these cards of 5D, fifth dimensional blueprints, you know, and helping Earth, you know, transition into this new consciousness. So it's amazing, and bringing Christ energy to everywhere we go. I mean, I think I'm going to use that too. I feel that's for everyone right now, that message. So I might just post that on Sacred Embers. That way, you know, everyone could do that. Just imagine that happening every time they're driving, that the ley lines underneath us, you know, are creating this beautiful Christ energy and spreading light all over the world, you know, and if everyone could do that, I mean, this world would be such a better place. So I'm going to do that. And then Pat could see her cards as well. So Pat, I know you're listening, so just go on the Sacred Embers page and, you know, we'll approve you if you like to be, you know, a member of the Sacred Embers group. And then with that said, I guess we can pick up caller number two. And then there's on the chat. The chat is now working, so it's awesome. Then I'll switch over to a question on the chat, and then we'll go back to callers as well. So I'll pick up caller number two now, and it's area code 213. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello?
213? No, I guess not. Okay. Okay.
Hmm.
Okay, so we'll go to, there was a question on the chat. Hold on one second. We couldn't get through. So the question was, oh gosh. Is there any message? Her name is Yemi. It's Y-E-M-I. And her question is, any message that the angels or guides want to give her to assist her right now with finance and love? And she says, thank you.
Oh, wow.
And her name is Yemi.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I keep seeing this for Yemi. It's so unusual. I don't ever see it this kind of, it's like a caterpillar. I rarely see a caterpillar, but that's what I'm seeing. So I'm just going to go ahead and give that to her.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm seeing like 100 legs on this animal, and it's going up, climbing up, you know, and so that's really strange, but I mean, it's really neat, and I can't even, I don't think I've ever given a caterpillar before, but that is exactly what I'm seeing, so I'm going to go with that, and I'm going to look it up online, because I definitely don't, and do you hear that noise? That's strange. That was from the last
caller. Yeah, I don't know what
caller.
That is.
You hear it, though? You hear it, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a muffle sound.
Yeah, it's really. I thought it was the last caller that didn't. Okay, so anyway, caterpillar is, significance of the caterpillar is, let's see, if you frequently dream about caterpillars, you wish to understand the meanings of the occurrences in your life. Your caterpillar spirit animal signifies transition period in life. You are on the move, and besides, you have not even settled in life. Most of the plans are unfinished. Caterpillar is symbolic of your evolution. Change is coming your way. Therefore, whatever it is, never resist. Besides, your steps should be slow and sure. Never try to rush things. Remember, everything will fall into place at an appropriate time. So don't hurry about anything. So that's kind of neat. And also, I'm just trying to see if there's anything else about it. A green caterpillar represents peace and hope, and that all good things will happen to you soon. I didn't really see a green color, but I just wanted to share that. And then a white caterpillar symbolizes destruction. I didn't see a white caterpillar, so we won't worry about that. And a black caterpillar means suggesting a change of course. And anyway, that's what a caterpillar is. It's all about change and transition, and it sounds real, and movement. So it sounds really neat.
It does.
So I'm just gonna, and this caterpillar was going up, like it was going upward, up a tree or up something, going, you know, it wasn't going forward, it was going upward. So that was kind of interesting. But anyway, so Yemi, I hope that helped you, and I'm just going to pass you right over to Peg.
Hi, Yemi. This is Peg, and I got some cards for you from the Energy Oracle cards. And the first card I got was Cornucopia. And in the image on this card, there's a woman just sitting there, and it's the sun is shining brightly down. It's like almost like a golden sun shining down upon her. And I think there's a butterfly there. There's all these fruits and vegetables, so it's like, you know, a horn of plenty. So that may, and it, the number on the card is 11. So let's see what it says. Wishes fulfilled. An abundant harvest and great blessings are waiting for you, and you may even find all of your wishes fulfilled. This cornucopia of gifts from the universe can come through the form of financial riches, job fulfillment, romantic love, of all or all of the above. When you receive the cornucopia upright, you know that you've done important work and it's about to pay off. The seeds you planted in your energy and in your life are ready to be harvested in some magnificent ways. Get ready for a great feast of abundant value. And get ready for a great feast of abundant value is being prepared for you now, and spirit is applauding all your effort. And the affirmation that you can say and even put it up on your mirror in your room or in your bathroom, the universe is abundant. All that I desire comes to me in just the right time and way, and I am blessed. So it's almost like it's all about divine timing and, you know, and just trusting and surrendering that a person in your life will come to you, and that your finances will too. and, you know, and doing some of the work, you know, stepping out, meeting, trying to meet people different ways. And, you know, if you're looking for a job or something, you know, finding the job that is your passion, you know, and what you want to do. So wishing you a lot of luck. Thank you for letting me share the message.
Wow, those are beautiful, ladies. I love that the caterpillar, right? That's what you got.
Because
don't we have to go through caterpillar to turn into a butterfly and then, you know, total transformation?
Exactly.
I feel like it's transformation for sure.
Yeah.
And then Yemi actually got the black dragon from Saturn card jump out for her. So cocoon. So listen to this. The black dragon cocoons you so that your divine potential grows. Wow. Meditate, reflect, undergo a metamorphosis. Oh my gosh, that's exactly what I was trying to say. Metamorphosis from a caterpillar to this beautiful butterfly. That's so amazing. Wow, Dan and Peg. It's so synchronistic. And then they want me to read this card for her, and it says, fifth dimensional black dragons are powerful. They only come to us when we are ready to nurture a new idea or concept that will enable our divine potential to grow. Black is the ultimate divine feminine color, the shade of mystery and magic, of secrets and hidden hopes. When we are prepared to surrender to the black dragons, they will cocoon us in this silky black energy as we rest within this safe, dark place. They will enable the new to develop within us. Eventually, we will emerge like a butterfly having undergone a profound metamorphosis. Wow. Choosing this
part. Oh my gosh.
I know. It can't be like more synchronistic, this reading. Choosing this card suggests it is a time to rest, for it is during such moments of relaxation that divine projects, creative ideas, or a new way of thinking are conceived. In times of peace and stillness, fresh seeds and ideas can grow. The mighty black dragon wishes to create a dark cocoon for you now so that the new can germinate and sprout. You are asked to accept their assistance, for it will serve your spiritual growth. Take time to meditate or reflect, and the dragons will surround you with their breath. This will allow the opportunity that is being presented to you to take root. When you are ready, the black dragons will help you to nurture the new growth. Ask them to help you hold your vision until it grows, becomes the glorious fruition. They will also be working with you in your sleep state, and you may be aware of their presence. So acknowledge their help and say thank you. Expect to be different and be ready to spread your wings. Wow. What a beautiful message.
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness. So, Yemi, that was your message, and it was the black dragon from Saturn. So that was such a beautiful synchronistic message from all three of us. Totally matching. I mean, so beautiful.
That was amazing, truly.
Yeah, it was.
My goodness.
Yeah, so, I mean, yes, she does. She does. She's definitely going through a transformation, that's for sure. And being held in that cocoon is really important right now. And holding on to that, you know, just quiet space, you know, meditating. So it's really awesome. So are you ladies ready for our next caller? I'm going to try again the 213 number. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Area code 213. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello? 213? I think they have like a bad connection or something. Okay. Well, okay. I guess we could talk amongst ourselves because the other chat person had a question. I don't know. I guess we can answer it for them. The question of skating angel was, they asked, if you have time, I'd like to know if the angels can advise me regarding a job change. Would it be in my best interest to apply for a new job? So we could answer that question. I'm sure they have an account with Sacred Ember, so they might be able to listen to the question, the response.
And what was their name again?
Skating Angel.
That's a neat name.
Yes, I know. I love it.
And her question again, I'm sorry.
It was, she'd like to get advice regarding a job change, if it's in her best interest to apply for a new job.
Okay. She has a job already.
Yeah, it seems like she does, yeah.
Okay.
She wants to change her job.
Oh, she wants to change her job.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm getting the giraffe immediately, so let me just go quickly over there to see.
Mm-hmm.
For Skating Angel, the giraffe. And let's see what goes on with the giraffe. I really love the giraffe. They're a psychic animal.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your head up, have faith, and trust your gut regarding the situation you're dealing with at present. If you have to reach a bit, you will achieve your goal. Keep an eye on the possibilities that are just on the horizon. It's better to not act too hastily in this situation. Spend some social time with friends and family. Make a point to be a better listener and to be clearer in your communication in both professional and personal relationships. And you have the gift of foresight, being able to see ahead through dreams, visions, ideas, or signs from the environment. And you're a very effective communicator. And you, because you listen so well, and you strike an easy balance between spirituality and the living in the material world, you're willing to stick your neck out if something appeals to you, in spite of any risk. So that's the giraffe. And as far as the job goes, I'd like to hear what the other ladies have to say, but I think that there's possibilities for you. If you want a job, I think you can go and get one. You know, I'm not hearing that I feel like you're stagnant. I'm getting the word stagnant right now. And so that's probably why you want another job, because you're feeling stagnant. But I'm seeing a, like an angel with wings trying to fly you over there to the other job. So I feel like you are going to be looking for another job. I feel like you're going to put your energy into it. And yes, and so go ahead. Go ahead and look for another job and try. I feel like you can get another job if you want to. So that's what I'm mostly getting, because I feel like you're feeling a little stagnant. So I just want to wish you good luck. And I feel like you have angels directing you and helping you with this endeavor. So you're in good hands, because I keep seeing these angels with wings around, you know, taking hold of the situation. So I hope that you could maybe call us back or call us next week or sometime and let us know how it all goes. I'd love to know what happens. But anyway, good luck with that. And I feel positive about you if you want to go ahead and look for another job. That's what I'm getting. And step out of the stagnation. What the question was. I didn't get the question, so I may not be answering it how she wants me to, but that's the message I'm getting. So.
No, that's beautiful.
I think it was about looking for a job, right?
Okay.
Yep.
Or whether
looking
for
a job.
Oh, yeah, whether it was in her best interest to apply for a new job.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm hearing it's it's a good time to go ahead if she wants
yep.
to. Yeah,
yep,
go
I
ahead.
Agree.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Jen, again, Synchronicity is the leader of the game tonight. I went to my creativity deck, the Sacred Creator Oracle, and the card that came up was Unstick the Stuck.
Wow.
Essential meanings is busting out of sticky energy, breaking stagnation, seeing the pattern of your rut, integrating a message or a lesson, success, self-care message, stagnation, too much energy causing a traffic jam, a need to focus, seeking motivation and clarity. So, you know, it's almost like
my
the
goodness.
Way you can find clarity is if you begin to start looking, you know, and you can, and when you start to inquiring and going, you know, to interviews and everything, you know, they decide if they want to work for, if they want you to work for them, but you can also decide if you want to work for them too, you know, because you know what you want and you know what is best for you. So I'm going to finish because I think it's some really good information. It's time to bust through the confines of the current pattern that you've got going on. This may be an overall sticky pattern that you're experiencing, or it may be showing up in one small area of your life. Either way, it's time to dust away stagnant energy and give things a fresh glow. No more stalling. If a situation, relationship, expectation, or unwanted responsibility weighs heavily on your heart, or if the dense energy of habit is making you feel like you have limited control over your circumstances, it's time to look at the relationship you have with your rut. And that could be, you know, a personal relationship or a work relationship. Is it so familiar that it feels like it's a part of you, or could it be serving you in some sneaky way? Sometimes our ego accepts the rut because it keeps challenges, fears, and possible failures at bay. Remember that you always have a choice to find the tools, help, and energy that you need. Unstick the stuck to welcome your momentum and the willpower to achieve. Commit to one idea and action and usher in a dynamic trajectory for your future. Your body is not trapping you. Your family is not trapping you. Your luck is not trapping you. Your life circumstances are not trapping you. What excuses are you holding on to? What is that? What is it that gets you stuck? Modern life can be so over the top that it can cause a traffic jam of epic proportions. Could you be missing cues that you're tired, exhausted, or needing rest? I feel like you're really being encouraged to really find out what you can see outside of what you're doing now, because I feel like there's some really good opportunities that will be coming up for you. So thank you for letting me share.
Wow. Those messages were so
unbelievable.
Wow.
You know, and I've never picked that card either. I didn't even know that existed, that card in that deck.
Wow.
Wow.
That's beautiful. So synchronistic.
Couldn't yeah. be more. As soon as Jan had said stagnant, I picked up that card and I saw the word stagnant
really?
On that card, the card
wow.
I picked up. So I'm like, and
oh
that
my
gosh. All the time with you guys.
Wow. Oh my
gosh. I love that when that happens.
Yeah, I too. I mean, and that usually happens on our show with any
yeah.
like when we're
yeah.
together or when it's a few of us, and even when we were like six of us, it
mm-hmm.
still happens. So it's just
yeah.
so magical.
Oh yeah.
When the message
the
has
universe.
To get to the person, it will. Loud and clear.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm hoping that Skating Angel will definitely go on replay and listen to her messages. So what I got, of course, I picked out from the Dragon Oracle deck, and I picked out the Sunshine Yellow Dragon. And I'll read from the book. It says it helps you to help animals, serve animals, heal, respect, and understand them. It says, we share our planet with a great variety of creatures who are on our soul journey, just as we are. Like us, animals come from a myriad of star systems and planets. I know Pat is listening. She must love this card. They all incarnate on Earth to experience, learn, teach, and serve. Our task as humans is to cooperate with, look after, and learn from the animal kingdom. Fifth-dimensional sunshine yellow dragons work with the archangel Helia, the angel of animals. They send bursts of sunny yellow light into the auras of those of us who love and honor animals and help us to assist and heal all creatures. They are currently working something to touch the hearts of those who need to understand how to treat animals with respect. They also bathe animals in their sunshine yellow light to soothe and heal them so that they can fulfill their soul destiny. Drawing this card invites you to open your aura and allow sunshine yellow dragons to pour light into you, containing the keys and codes to understand at a profound level all the creatures of this planet. Then send these dragons to all humans who need to change their relationship with animals. See the minds and hearts of these people blazing glorious yellow as they expand their perspective and see animals who they truly are. It is also important to visualize all the animals in the world being touched by a sunshine yellow dragon and lighting up with hope. Wow. Be a sunshine yellow bridge of light along with these dragons so you can travel to help animals everywhere. You will accrue good karma as you assist your fellow creatures. Wow. So that may be something that she could do, like help animals, be a service to animals, perhaps if it's not work, charity probably. That would be something else that she can do. So that's beautiful.
That is beautiful. Wow, that's so neat.
Yeah. So it's so funny because that card kind of resonated with Pat as well, because she loves animals and she understands how important they are to humanity, and this earth. Because they're here. We're all here too. We all incarnated on Earth to learn and teach and to serve and be co-creative with the animal kingdom. Although a lot of people don't believe that, I truly do. We're all one, there's no separation. So it's so beautiful. So that was for you, Skating Angel. Well, we have a few minutes, ladies, and there's not a caller on hold. So what we can do is, if you like, I can pull a card from this deck for both of you ladies, one each.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so Mary, there is a caller or there isn't a caller on deck? What on hold? There is a caller on hold?
I think it's just a listener, that one, because they don't have their hands raised.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice. They're listening, though. That's sweet.
Yeah. Okay, so, Peg, since you said yes first, and the one that fell out for you was the dark blue galactic dragon. It helps you listen to the voice of the universe, and it ignites the code of your master blueprint. And it says access cosmic wisdom and enter higher service. Which I feel like by you doing these tuning forks and getting, all these certifications, you are going into higher service. It's It's just so amazing what you do, you know. So I'm trying to find a card meaning. This deck is obviously, I haven't used it for a very long time, but since I've been seeing the dragons for so long, I said, you know what, this past 2 weeks I've been seeing dragons, and I'm like, okay, I think they're trying to tell me something, that one, to share this, the dragon energy deck with people. So I'll send that one to you. Let me just see what Jan gets.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if I have time, then I'll look at the meaning. I was trying to get through the book, and it's like it wasn't easy to find Dark Blue Galactic Dragon. But you know how much I love Galactic families.
I might have it because I have their app, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I might have.
Oh, my God, Jan. You got the golden,
right.
You got the golden Christed dragon. It brings you higher love so that you can embody the Christ light. Absorb the Christ light. You are protected. Expand your heart and remain fifth dimensional. So you are already in fifth dimension. Golden Christ.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I think that's the last one of the deck. Let's just see. Maybe not. That was Force Dragon. I think that's like a big one. It's like the Alpha Dragon. Oh, I found your Dark
Blue. Wow.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Okay, I found the Dark Blue Galactic Dragon. I'll read it for you, Peg, and then I'll read Jan's next. So it says, the Dark Blue Galactic Dragon helps you listen to the voice of the universe. And these dragons shimmer with golden sparkles of cosmic wisdom, for they harness the light of the stars, planets, and constellations. When we are ready, they touch us with this light, enabling us to embody the illumined energy and wisdom they contain. While many of us are now able to attune to the ninth dimension, it is still an awesome light filled with joy, love, and wisdom beyond our current comprehension. Dark Blue Galactic Dragons can send bursts of this cosmic searchlight through us to ignite the hidden codes of our master blueprint, the seventh dimensional light of our soul, so that we can listen to the voice of the universe. Remember, our soul must be at least seventh dimensional for us to receive permission to incarnate on Earth. Your soul journey has taken you to the stars and beyond. The Dark Blue Galactic Dragons now invite you to communicate with the masters of the universe, the Intergalactic Council, where you can contribute your energy for the smooth ascension of the planet. It is time to listen and serve. As the wondrous dragon who has come to you to tune you in the Intergalactic Council, where you will be offered the honor of petitioning the council, decide whether your petition is for the welfare of animals or humanity, or to assist the ascension of the planet. Then ask the dragon to take you to the council to present your petition. Dark Blue Galactic Dragons will also instruct you during meditation or sleep. This will enable you to serve in a galactic capacity and will hugely expand your energy field. Wow. I can't say enough about that card, because I feel like
that's amazing.
Synchronistic for you, because we've been talking about, you know, our star families and connecting more. And I know I've definitely been connecting more with my star family. You know, so that's totally so beautiful for you too, because, you know, I know we've been talking about that a lot. That is, wow.
Yeah, it's very meaningful and synchronistic too. And yesterday when I did the light language on Facebook, I was talking about color, and the color was blue. I was wow. talking about my color. I was talking about my color, and I was wearing blue too.
Wow.
But I was, yeah, and so yep, it makes a lot of sense. Thank you for that.
That is beautiful. Well, I'm trying to get this golden Christed meaning for Jan. Where is it? Golden Atlantean. No. Oi. It's got
me. It doesn't have it on the card?
No, it doesn't have the page.
Oh, I see.
Oh, there we are. Page 40. I don't know if the 40 is significant for you, that number.
40. Well, four. I have a life path of four.
Oh, okay. So there you go. Okay, so this is the meaning. All right. It says, absorb the Christ light. You are protected. Expand your heart and remain fifth dimensional. Golden Christ dragons are fifth dimensional dragons with huge golden energy fields. They can access the Christ light of unconditional love at a ninth dimensional frequency, which is the highest facet of love energy that is available to us at this time and pour into us at the maximum level we can absorb. They will come to us on our birthday or special occasions or celebrations and flood us with the cosmic gift of this special light. They will also come to us if we call them. Then they will surround our aura with their protective golden light, enabling us to remain fifth dimensional. You are blessed to receive this card, for the luminous golden Christed dragons will automatically flood you with the purest Christ light. They will remind you that your heart is incredibly powerful and will pour pure love into the center of it in order to open it further. Be ready to accept this love and then to spread it to others. These dragons also come to remind you that you have a special connection to the golden era of Atlantis, which we all know you do.
Oh my god.
Wow. This may have
wow.
been in information or in your spirit body. It is time to remember who you truly are. So ask the golden Christ dragons to help you to bring back your gifts and talents in your dream sleep. What the golden Christ dragons give to you, you can pass on to others. So radiate the golden energy of the Christ to those with whom you are in contact today. Wow. That is so beautiful.
Oh my. God.
Oh my gosh. I gotta send you guys these cards because this is like once in a lifetime.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I am so glad
that I was excited
to get these cards out. And I've been seeing the dragons because I think they have so much meaning right now with the, you know, the transition that we're going through. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
So, wow. That is so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God.
Mary, I'm going to pick you a dragon card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For my deck. I got it going.
Yay.
So yours is Golden Orange Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Expand your light for ascension. Be a peaceful warrior. Help those in need. Remember your magnificence. Fifth dimensional golden orange dragons are part of Archangel Metatron's ascension team. Archangel Metatron
wow.
is leading forward individuals who are ready to follow his path. At the same time, he is overseeing the ascension of the entire universe. The golden orange dragons who work with him are carrying the fifth dimensional ascension blueprint for Earth, and they come to those of us who are ready to make a difference. As soon as they see golden orange energy awaken in our aura, they breathe into us to expand it and accelerate our ascension journey. The magnificent dragons demonstrate dignity, peace, power, with wisdom. They are peaceful, spiritual warriors, always ready to help and encourage those in need. And then the guidance is,
This card connects you with the illuminated Archangel Metatron, as well as his powerful ascended dragon. You are on your ascension path, and golden orange dragons are pouring high frequency light into your aura to attract the attention of the masters, angels, unicorns who are guiding you. Drawing this card suggests it is time for a push on your ascension path. Do you need to meditate more, or examine and release old stuff, or embrace when you are truly who you truly are and recognize your magnificence? Tell these dragons what you read in order, or excuse me, what you need in order to take the next step on your journey into the higher frequencies, and they will help you. Call on them for support, and they will provide it. They are wonderful companions and friends.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That was incredible.
So
too.
That's like the mic drop of the show. Like, that was amazing.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That is so synchronistic, because I've been working with Archangel Metatron. I have a Merkaba above my bed, and I call him in every night. I know he's one to call when you're going through ascension, you know, going through the process.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm totally more open.
So.
Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, and to work with the unicorns, wow, that's amazing. I love that.
That is amazing.
I work with fairies, but, you know, it's amazing. I've never thought of the unicorns, but I'm going to call them in now, too. All the elementals, right? Are they considered elementals, the unicorns?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Let me see.
Well, I think they're in the elemental world, but I'm not sure. They're in the elemental world, but I don't know if they are considered, excuse me. I don't know, because...
Jan and Peg, like if they're considered to live in the elemental earth, because
I was
working with that on the workshop. We were calling them in, the elemental,
mm-hmm.
working with them as well. So that's beautiful.
I think so.
Yeah, that's so great. Oh, my gosh. So it was the golden orange dragon. That was it, Peg?
Yep, the golden orange dragon. Yep, so you both had gold.
Yeah. Yep.
I know. I'm so thrilled. It's like made my, it's just like, wow, it's given me a new lease, you know?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
to just, it's so inspiring. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel like, wow, you're doing right. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing and all that. It's just so beautiful to hear that. And thank you so much. My goodness.
You're welcome.
I did get some animals for both of you, by the way.
Ooh, okay.
While you were talking. So Mary, I got the elephant for you. Have I given you elephant before? This seems like such a animal that I recognize. I don't know for sure though, but
yeah. That's one of the spirit animals. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Given, I just want to write that down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I recognize it. And it says here, do not let anything stand in the way of attaining your goal and your purpose. You have determination and persistence to overcome any current challenges that you're ever faced with. Trust your senses. If something in life smells bad, take next necessary action to do away with. Animals are into smell. Remain loyal to those closest to you in spite of anyone questioning their integrity. It's a good time to renew your sense of connection to the divine. You have an insatiable hunger for knowledge and continually seek to understand things.
Yeah.
I really think that is so true.
Yeah.
And you're always taking classes and doing all, it's just amazing what you do. You're best doing some kind of social work and responsible position of public service. You have an innate capacity for drawing in ancient wisdom and communicating this whenever possible. Oh, my gosh. That is so true. And once you have your mind set to something, there's nothing that can stop you or stand in the way. Mm-hmm. So that's elephant. And you also had the owl. And I will go quickly because I know we don't have that much time. The owl.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever given you owl, or do you feel owl ever?
Yes, I feel owl, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think you've given it to me once before.
Okay. Well, that happens then. They, you know, the same animals come back. I mean,
I love that.
I'm going to see the same animals. Yeah, that means they're really there for you.
Yeah.
If I keep seeing them. And the owl says, meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening, and be alert to any deception on any part of others. Look closely behind any guises they may wear. This is a ripe period for you in the fountain of intuitive wisdom. This is a particular significant time for prophecy, and you will hear, see, feel events before they happen. Oh, my God. We were just talking about that.
My God.
Your most creative cycle now is the night, so set aside time in the evening to work on projects. You typically see what others don't see, hear what others don't hear, and are able to discern the truth behind any falsehoods. You're an old soul and have an inherent wisdom that comes to expand you. You are a finely attuned awareness and sensitivity to others. One of your greatest gifts is to foresee the future. There you go.
Wow.
able to contact the spirit world through your clairvoyance and clairaudience.
Wow.
And that's true, too, because you're a medium.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Peg.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? I mean,
that
I just.
That is cool.
And they
that
were there
totally
right in front of my face. Yes, it does. right at my face. And this animal was right at my face too, Peg, the dolphin. And I don't really?
I've had that before.
Okay.
I had a spiritual artist. She drew animal totems, and she used to come to my chat room years ago, and one of them was a dolphin. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I still have it, I think.
I have to
find it, but I think I still have the picture. If I find it, I'll show it.
Okay. And it says, take a few minutes today to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music. And let's see. Try dolphin breathing by taking 3 slow, deep breaths, each time exhaling with an audible puh sound. Then observe how you feel. that's the thing about dolphins. They're into breathing and stuff.
Yes.
And,
and
they're really.
That's a reminder for me to breathe. Yes.
Okay. Good. And also, it says right here, if anything becomes too routine or monotonous, to take some breaths of freshness into your life. That they say that. You're a master communicator, which is so true, and you're able to listen at several different levels simultaneously. You're sensitive and keenly aware of people's feelings, even those that others would prefer keep hidden. You live very much in the present. You're a guardian of the waters, which means that your soul's assignment could be to protect and clean up anything of water, oceans, river, lakes, streams. Because of your compassion and empathy, people seek you out for advice and counsel. And you're highly intuitive, psychic, telepathic, both with people and animals. There you go.
Yeah.
And, yep. And
wow.
You're able to be playful in an innocent way and flirtatious, too. And the dolphin also reminds you to have fun and just to enjoy yourself also. And What else? That's mostly what it's. Yeah, I pretty much got all of it there.
I've been told I'm a dolphin communicator, and I
no
do
way.
On some level at times. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I'm near the water. You know, I'm near the
ocean.
Oh,
you are?
So, yeah. Well, 30 minutes away, so that's pretty close.
Oh, well, that's very close, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
indeed.
Yeah, so that was great. Thank you. So, Jan, I'm going to give you a choice. I have, on my app thing, I have Mary. I have Keepers of the, I'm not sure what that is, Keepers of the Light, I think. I have the Dragon, and I have the Akashic Records, and I have Work Your Light.
Ooh, the Akashic Records.
Oh, I was going to just pick one anyways.
Okay.
But then I said,
really?
I'm going to ask you. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I don't know why.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but I'm getting one now for you. But I wanted to give you a choice. Okay. So this is Up in the Air. A man and woman, and it's I'll tell you the picture. It's a picture of a man and a woman out, like, in a field. And there's a hot air balloon over them. And I know that there's a lot of those in where you are, too. Let's see. A man and woman gaze with anticipation at the hot air balloon in a bright blue sky. The balloon flies high above the hills, and the contents of the balloon's basket are hidden from view. During the time of your life, there are aspects of an important situation that seem hidden to you. You may feel strong, almost urgent desire to know how it's going to turn out. You can connect with your spirit guides and the Akashic Records and for a little insight. But there are elements that are unknown and at this time unknowable. There is too much about the situation that is still up in the air. This could be due to the influence of others who are undecided, or some events may not come yet to pass, or unexpected discoveries are yet to be made. Trust is the only way for you now. If you push too hard to know or to influence the outcome, you might push that outcome away. Let go of the urgency and give the situation to your higher self, who will take care of it all. Time is required to know about this matter, and this time doesn't matter to your eternal self, whose power and love are always with you. For now, indeed, forever, whatever else do you need, or what else do you need? Nothing but trust, the deepest knowing that all you seek will be revealed to you in the right time. Akashic force is,
oh my God.
Take a deep breath and fill yourself with the power of trust and outcome you seek drift in the distant sky. And though you don't know of what it will be realized, peace is yours completely. You know that it's on its way.
Oh, that is just amazing. That's amazing.
Wow.
Because that, are you kidding? That is, I am always wondering about one thing or another.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
My health, you know.
Right.
And a few other things. And that is just like a gift to hear that, just to have more faith, have more trust, instead of worrying about it so much and just,
yeah,
let it go, you know, and just have faith and trust. Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect. Yep.
So that's what I have for you.
It was meant to be, right? That we gave each other messages.
Yeah.
It was definitely meant
to
be. So. I needed to hear all those messages, and they were so synchronistic because my mom, I was meditating today before the show and praying, and she came through, and I was channeling her, and of course, as she was coming through, my alarm rang, and I just came out of the trance. So it kind of, like, scared me. It, like, it obviously. Mm-hmm. So I lost connection with mom. And the first thing I heard was, don't let anyone stand in your way. And you're the elephant. So, and I looked at the time a little while ago, and it was 8:57, and that was just a confirmation that, you know, that was mom's message for me through you giving me that spirit animal, the elephant, and also that was the same message I heard before my alarm startled me when I was trans-channeling her. So that was amazing. So thank you. Yeah.
Sure, of course.
It was beautiful. So what I'll do tonight is I'll send you guys the messages separately for the dragon cards. And there was one caller on hold.
Okay.
They kind of called a little late. I don't know. It's up to you guys. If you guys want to do it next week, we can leave it for next week, and they could call first thing next week, and we can pick them up. Or, you know, we could do a quick read tonight. It's up to you.
I don't mind doing it at all tonight.
No, I don't either.
To you.
No, that's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
So I asked that the person with area code 216 has a short question, and we're going to do a quick read. So let me just pick it up. Area code 216, welcome to Angel Answers. Yes. Can I have your first name?
Yes. Hi, my name is Patricia.
Oh,
thank you for taking my time.
You have a question for us this evening?
Yes. Is the apartment building I'm living in, is the owners, are they selling this building but being sneaky about it without telling the tenants?
Okay. I'm getting a quick yes, but I'll let Jan go, and then Peg, and then I'll go last.
Okay. Hey, Patricia, I'm seeing a little kitty cat in the car at the window. They're looking out the window in the car, so I don't know if that resonates at all, but that's what I'm seeing. So let's just see what kitty cat says real quickly here. This is a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. It's a time of dancing slowly with graceful and easy movements. And listen closely to your intuitive guidance, as it most likely an ancestor who's one of your spirit guides trying to communicate with you. This is a time of magic and mystery for you, so pay close attention to the signs and omens. And whatever you release, relationships, material goods, self-defeating habits, will soon be replaced with something more entirely suitable for you. It's a time to listen to your internal guidance more than any other's advice. I think you know pretty much about this situation. I think you already know. You're independent sometimes, and your creative work is done at night. You move gracefully and exude a mysterious sensuality. So the main message here is for you to listen to that internal guidance about what's happening. I think that could very well be what's happening with the apartment, because I think you're picking up on it. That's what it feels like to me. I feel like you're really picking up on it. And It does feel a little odd to me, too. So I think there's more information about it that's going to come out. You're going to find out. But, I think there's something going on. So
because they haven't been doing my repairs despite doing all these inspections twice a year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
they haven't been repairing.
My doorknob is loose, and they know that anyway.
And they haven't done anything about it?
No, and there's other repairs that need to be done.
Yeah.
Basically, they want to get somebody here to raise the rent.
They what? I'm sorry. They want to get other people there?
In this apartment so that they can charge more rent.
Right.
Because I'm paying... Okay. Yeah, I'm paying a lower amount, but paying it on time.
I see. Mm-hmm. Right. So, well, wouldn't they just want to raise your rent? Not, I mean, they don't want to. You're feeling that they want to sell the whole place?
This is what I, it just came to me because I've noticed in the laundry room they painted the walls. And and I've lived in other apartments where they'll, the owners will do something in the bathroom or the kitchen as a way to say that we have done something that adds value to this property.
Yeah. Okay.
And plus they tried to illegally evict me in 2020, and that fell through. That didn't work out. So.
Right.
And so,
have
yes,
you thought about just moving out?
Well, yes, that's what I'm going. That's what I'm working on now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I would do. I feel like there's some eeriness. I feel eeriness.
Yeah,
about the whole
evil
situation. Yeah, it kind of feels weird to me. I have to say, I'm getting like smoke. I'm getting some a little bit of gray, dark smoke here. So I would put some protectors up around your apartment as much as you can. Do some smudging with some with the what is it called, the stuff, you know, smudge and light, yes, with some sage, and light some white candles and do some prayers all around, and put some white get some salt and put it all around your doorstep, and then and anywhere in your house. You can put some salt underneath your bed. That's for protection. You could also put it anywhere around your area outside for protection. I would do all of that, and with the prayers, and keep looking for another place, you know, you might want to go, place to live.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to say that, but I that's what I'm getting. I'm seeing the smoke. When I see smoke, that's a big sign right there. So,
Well, thank
please.
You. Please confirm me.
You're welcome.
I have implemented those actions with the sea salt prayers and smudging.
Okay, good. Yes. Yeah. And put the white light of the Holy Spirit all around the place and yourself and the whole building. And you can also send it to the people, too, because it will protect them again with you. So I just want to wish you good luck and be safe. And, I think you're going to be okay, too. But so I'm going to hand you right over to Peg. So let's see what other ladies see. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Patricia. Uh-huh.
Hi.
Yeah, I mean, Jan said she kind of felt gray, you know, she saw kind of grayish color, and I just feel cold. and the first thing that came to me was to call in Archangel Michael for some protection, and also for helping you to maybe try to inquire what's going on, and also to be finding a new place too, you know, because you don't want any surprises. And I would just kind of slowly ask what's going on, you know, and just start looking around your area, or if you want to go to a totally different area, just so that, you know, you might have something in case you do decide to go, you know, it's like it's just time to kind of see what's out there. Maybe talk to a realtor or something that helps with finding an apartment. I think, you know, that would be helpful for you. And, you know, call on Michael and the other angels, and especially Uriel, too, because he's all about justice. And, you know, he might help you, you know, like how you can, you know, get the information that you need so that you can know what to do. So.
Yes, I've already begun to do that, but just getting out of Cleveland, Ohio, period, because I'm being pulled to live in the Southwest. So I don't know anyone there, but I'm just answering the calls, basically.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of affordable housing.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Okay. Well, thank you. And I hope that that helps, and I'll send you over to Mary, see what she has to say.
Thank you.
Hi, Patricia. So as I said earlier, I did get a yes selling, but I got a no on the sneakiness. I feel like they probably dropped, like, I guess you know from your intuition, so it's not really sneaky because you're already feeling it. And I agree with the ladies, like, a change is definitely required. And with the staging, that's really important. And one thing that I do is that I put sea salt in the door. Anywhere people come in and out of the apartment, it's always good to put sea salt. So kind of like a protective layer where, you know, anyone that comes in with that salt is just cleansed, you know. So just in case they do come in, you know, for maintenance or whatever, if they ever do the maintenance, you know, you could have it where it's protecting your home and your space and your energy as well. And I agree with the ladies. I got cold, too. I'm, like, really cold. And the dragon that came out for you was the Earth Dragon. I picked the cards for everyone from the dragon, and it says it clears your path and the land around you. It says to stay grounded and be ready to serve. Stuck energy is clearing right now. You can move forward in life, which that's what you're planning to do, right? You're planning to move out of state, you know, out of Ohio and, you know, move on to different waters, you know, so that's great. So it's about change and moving forward. So, and that's all I have, and I wish you so much luck, and make sure you give us a call and let us know, you know, how everything went. But, you know, just call on Archangel Michael, as, you know, Peg says, because he's really the archangel that protects us, you know, and just keep him with you all time, you know, in the home. And once you ask him once, you don't have to ask him every day, you know, just ask him to move in. And he's an archangel that's everywhere, you know, just like Jesus is everywhere. So, you know, that's really helpful to keep him, you know, in your home. You know, you don't really have to have the statue if you don't want, but, you know, having his presence there is amazing. I mean, it just feels angelic. So, and I'll leave you with that, Patricia, and I hope that has helped you. And, you know, give us a call and let us know, you know, I know everything's going to work out for you. Something better is going to show up. And, you know, don't forget to make that list of the perfect place that you want to envision it and make it happen. You know, the same way we say to make a list for the perfect job, the perfect person, you know, we want to bring into our life is the same way with an apartment. Like before I got this apartment, I had a checklist of everything that I wanted. It had to be better than what I had before. And you know, it's amazing. I checked off everything, but I made that wish list, you know, and I got it. So, you know, it's amazing what we can manifest when we put positivity, you know, and stay positive, and, you know, everything is going to work out. So just stay positive and don't think, you know, any bad juju, but, you know, protect yourself for sure and your energy.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Okay. You're welcome, Patricia. Have a good night. And God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Please call back. I want to know how you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye. Wow. Okay, ladies. How synchronistic we've been tonight. That was awesome. It was a great show.
That was beautiful.
I mean, this was like magical tonight. I don't know. I don't know if you guys felt it, but it was really magical with these dragons tonight. It was just, wow. I mean, I can't speak
very
enough about this dragon energy.
Very powerful, very synchronistic,
yeah.
Just beautiful,
yep.
Really.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I can't wait for next week. Oh, my gosh. What is next
I know.
Week?
It's just so much fun. I just enjoy it so much. I love working with you ladies, and it was so helpful to give each other readings. It's like a tune-up, you know, and we need that sometimes.
Yeah.
It's very helpful.
Yep, and it was just a confirmation for me of what I heard earlier, so I was just like, wow, you know, like, it's just, I love it. I just love it. How synchronistic,
me too.
You know,
yep.
How our guides work with us. You know, when we need to hear something,
I know.
To make sure, like, the lines were cleared. All of a sudden, then there were four people holding, and I'm like, okay, but we're getting messages. But, you know, I'm sure they'll call next week, you know, they were just like one or two, but, you know, they kind of called
me,
which is okay, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of our usual callers, one or two usual callers, so... You know,
oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk to him next week then.
Yes, for sure. And hopefully Skating Angel will listen to the message that we gave her, which was so beautiful as well. So I just wanted to say good night, ladies, and God bless. And it was such an amazing show. Thank you again. And we'll speak to everyone next week.
All right. And thank you, too, Mary. Thanks for running such a beautiful show for us, too.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
Good night.